75. Course. 1. What courses do you offer for next term?
2. Are these courses for beginners?
3. When will the courses begin?
4. How long will the courses last?
5. How many classes are there in a week?
6. How much do the courses cost?
7. What course does Professor Smith teach?
8. Why do you enjoy the course?
9. Which course do you like best?
10. Which subjects are you good at? Dialogue 1. Do you offer a course in business management?
Yes, we do.
How many nights a week is it?
It's 3 nights a week, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
And how long does the course last?
It lasts for 9 months.
When does it start?
The next beginning class starts on October 25th.
What time is the class?
From 7 to 9 o'clock.
How much does it cost?
It costs $125 a month.
Yes, that's all right. I want to enroll in the course.
Thank you. Please fill out this form for us.
Do you want me to fill it out now?
Yes, please. We need a record of your education and your work experience. Dialogue 2. Are you studying here?
Yes, I'm studying in East Asian Languages Department.
What are you majoring in?
I'm majoring in Japanese.
What do you think of the literature course?
It's very helpful. The course has led me into a new world of literature. I've read so many great writers. Dialogue 3. What courses are you going to take next year?
Well, I'm certainly going to take chemistry and physics, but I haven't decided on the other subjects yet. I'd like to take English.
Why are you going to take English with chemistry and physics?
Because I want to study English literature, but I think chemistry is better for getting a job.
Of course, it depends on what you're going to do when you leave college. Have you decided what you're going to do when you graduate?
I'm going to be I hope to be a research chemist. When Mike first arrived in London to start his university course, he was rather homesick. He missed his family a lot, but the person he missed most of all was Colin Smith. Colin went to the same school as Mike, and they were very close friends. Colin left school at the end of Form 3 and started work in a garage. Although Mike stayed on at school, he still saw Colin regularly at the weekends. Colin left school because he wanted to be a car mechanic. His boss at the garage sent him to Morrison Hill Technical Institute to do a day release apprenticeship course. Mike's younger brother Jimmy knows Colin quite well and often calls in at the garage on the way home from school or on Saturdays to help out. He would like to leave school and earn his own living like Colin.
Course. 1. Tomorrow's the deadline for choosing classes.
2. I'm trying to take notes.
3. This class is gonna be a bear.
4. Tell us how to review our lessons, please.
5. I don't quite understand some difficult points in this unit.
6. We have 8 courses altogether for this semester.
7. You'll have to make a makeup exam in logic.
8. I'll pay attention to my handwriting next time.
9. He's good at every subject.
10. We're going to have a series of quizzes these days. Dialogue 1. Come in, come in. What can I do for you?
Professor Donald, are you giving your advanced geology course again next semester?
Yes, I'm planning on it.
I wonder if I could enroll in it. I know it's a graduate course, and I'm only a junior, but...
Aren't you a bit young? I've allowed qualified seniors to take the course, and they usually have a hard time keeping up.
I know, but the geology of the American West is my major interest, and I've done a lot of reading in the field.
Well, if you think you are ready, I'll let you enroll.
Oh, thanks, Professor Donald. This is really very nice of you. Dialogue 2. Let's program your courses. Since you have had English literature, you should take American literature and American prose and fiction. Your transcript indicates that your English background is strong, so I don't think you will have any problem with it.
How many credits for each course?
3. You also should take 2 3-credit courses in the education department.
Thank you, sir. I'm sure I will.
Dialogue 3. Margaret, do you think I should enroll in a science course?
Yes, I think so. If you want to graduate this year, you have got to take a science course.
Right. I figure since you are doing pre-medical, you know about the various courses.
Well, I've had to take biology, chemistry, maths, and physics. What you need is a good introductory course for non-science majors.
Yes, I'm really weak in maths. I did poorly in it in high school.
That's a problem.
Now I'd like to talk to you about the final exam. The exam will be held next Thursday, the last day of the exam week. Remember to bring along 2 or 3 pens in case one is out of ink. Unlike the midterm, this test will not include multiple choice questions. It will consist entirely of essays. You will have to answer 3 of the 5 essays. The exam will be comprehensive, which means you will be responsible for all of the subject matter we've covered in class. I would suggest you review your midterms as well as the textbook and your class notes. The final will account for 50% of your grade in the course. The research project will account for 20% and the midterm 30%.